Okay, Sunday's like Balmer. No one's quite sure why we party, but it's a party. So some say it's because Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying then. We went through the shitas about the Minagi Avelus in Lag BaOmer, and some shitas hold that on Lag BaOmer they stopped dying. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's the yard site of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and according to many sources, that's when he was Megale Sisrei Torah, especially the Zohar. And some point to Lag BaOmer as the day. It's really still kosher to Rav Shimon ben Yochai and to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva dying, and that is that Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to the five Talmidim who were left, and he did this on Lag BaOmer according to some sources. And so you have kosher, like these were the five Talmidim that didn't die, and one of them was Taka Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So he gave smicha to them and continued the chain of smicha on Lag BaOmer. The Chasam Sofer in the Chuvas has it's in Yerideya, Reish Lamed Gimel, has a cheshbon that this is the day that the mon started to fall for Klal Yisrael on Lag BaOmer, Yud Ches Iyar. And you'll look in the Chasam Sofer if you want, if you're interested, and you'll see the cheshbon why Yud Ches Iyar. Okay, so we don't say Tachnun, we don't say Lam Natsayach. Some say, some don't say, Lam Natsayach. Whatever the Siddur says, you do. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that when it comes out on Sunday, then you can take a haircut, a shave, look up at Shabbos on Friday, because the juxtaposition of yes shaving Sunday and not shaving Friday is more of a zilzul to Shabbos than every week of Sfira, just not shaving for Shabbos. And therefore you can do it on Friday. Like many times when we talk about things done l'kavod Shabbos, so it's inherently more nikar in halacha that it's l'kavod Shabbos when it's done after chatzos, but that's not a hard and fast rule. If the time works out that you want to do it from the morning, then you can do it from the morning. It shouldn't be done Thursday night, except maybe b'shas hadchak, that would also be nikar, but pashas you should wait for Friday. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Now, I don't think the kids play with a bow and arrow anymore. It used to be a very prevalent minig to play with a bow and arrow on Lag BaOmer, and that has to do with the Shimon Yochai, that a keshes wasn't seen b'yomov, the rainbow, it's a Gemara, and the bow and arrow, the bow, really, is called a keshes, and this was a minig, it was very, until they developed the shotgun, this was a very prevalent minig.